Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, coming to you, ladies and gentlemen, from San Joaquin County, California, here this Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And our air date for this episode is April 27th, 2018. As we all know, which we heard recently of these charges of Mr. Cosby being convicted in mainstream media. And it's kind of sad what's going on with him and what's coming out here in the news. And we're inviting all our callers to please give us a call with their comments, questions, and concerns and their input at area code 646-564-9630. And I'm your host and executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Shabaka Sankara, the one and only Mad Dr. D from Southern California, who is our producer and co-host. William Henry Cosby Jr., ladies and gentlemen, was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, back in 1937. And also, too, he was in the Navy. He was a sailor. And after the 10th grade, when he joined the Navy, he completed his high school through a correspondence course, and he later took up an athletic scholarship in which he went to Temple University. And then, of course, working his way through college, doing his studies, he was working in the bars, tending the bars, where his easygoing lifestyle and witty jokes with the clientele prompted suggestions that he try stand-up comedy. And of course, this is how we all know that he supported himself in his college day. And then soon to be discovered by a comedian by the name of Carl Reiner. Cosby, you know, had broke off into the movie making industry. Plus that, as we all know, he was one of our educators too. Now, in his early 20s, he had appeared on a variety of programs, such as the Ed Sullivan Show. And then in 1965, he appeared as a character in a television series called I Spy, and where he portrayed the character Alexander Scott, where he played opposite of a guy by the name of Robert Culp, who had played a character by the name of Kelly Robinson. Now, he had won numerous Emmys for his performance, and keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that this is in the height of the civil rights struggle, the black liberation movement, black empowerment movement, and also, too, we want to give a shout out there to New Era Chicago, New Era Milwaukee, New Era Detroit, of the great work that they were, what they've been doing. We definitely want to mention liberationmindedmedia.net. Also, too, we want to mention Melanated people.net too. Check us out there on social media. It's because as we do know that all the restrictions that's going on with social media, it's time for us, ladies and gentlemen, to build our own. And during the era of Cosby's time, of when he was coming up, during these historical times, you know, he was a very, very great influence. He was a great intellectual and a great scholar, you know, in the motion pictures and what have you, you know, during those times. And in addition to, he did emphasize, as we all know, a great emphasis on education, and not to mention the fact that he was trying to play very positive roles during the time of the black exploitation movies. He was also a movie director as well, too, plus a producer. Then, of course, we do know with him, you know, doing the Cosby Show, in the mid-80s, and then also, too, we do know around in the early 1970s, after he did I Spy, he went on and did the Bill Cosby Show in the year 1969, where he was playing a teacher and basketball coach. And then after that, in his career, ladies and gentlemen, he went on there to give us the characters of Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids in 1972. And it was also, you know, the theme was very humorous, and also it focused more on his educational side. And it was a very, very positive show. I remember watching it in my youth. And then he studied many years in the 60s and 70s, and he's got a doctorate degree in education from the University of Massachusetts. And also, too, as we all know, he played in some highly successful movies such as Uptown Saturday Night, him and Sidney Poitier in 1974, him and Sidney Poitier once again in 1975, and then, of course, him and Sidney Poitier again in 1977. And he went on to make various other films and TV series and guest appearances, too, and also, too, that he did quite a great deal of stand-up work in Las Vegas quite a lot. Also, too, remember Mr. Cosby attending quite a few of the fights during Muhammad Ali's reign as heavyweight champ and during his heyday in the sports as well, too. So also, too, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm questioning is from what I'm seeing in regard to all of this is why would he go out here and do this if what he is being accused of is because of, man, of his educational background, number one, plus of his prominence in the entertainment industry, plus, you know, he's very well established. And then also, too, of course, we do know where he himself, you know, had a very, very great personal loss where his son was murdered along the San Diego Freeway there near Los Angeles, out there near the Brentwood area. So therefore, folks, we're going to go up here asking our callers to please give us a call here at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on air. And also, too, we see and want to welcome the one and only Brother Isaiah, who calls us here, and one of our guest commentators from Baltimore, Maryland. How you doing there, Brother Isaiah?
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm just calling in. Let's get the show on tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Most definitely, too. And also, too, we see we got another one of our featured callers right here, the one and only Ms. DeMacy. How you doing there, Ms. DeMacy? How's life treating you today?
Hey, Queen.
We don't want to talk about it, but I'm wonderful. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, most
okay,
definitely.
Cool. Because let me tell you this funny story. I have on these new earplugs, so I wasn't
right.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know.
Listening good, you know.
Yeah, so that's I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'm still up. I'm up.
Okay.
All the
good,
way up.
Good. That's all good. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on over here, you know, and pull up some information right here, you know, where Mr. Cosby, you know, has recently, you know, had went through these legal situations and whatnot. Anybody got any, you know, feedback on that there so far and whatnot?
You want to take this one?
Check this out. Mm-hmm. So, in the past, you know, I heard things similar to what he's going through right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I really can't say yes or no if he did it or he didn't. I can't.
Okay.
So, you said you
well,
did some research on it?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, because what I'm saying right here is we do know back in 1997, you know, his son was murdered along the expressway or freeway or highway there down there in the city of Los Angeles out there in West L.A.
Okay.
While changing a tire. And then from what I understand, the assailant was a guy from Eastern Europe. And he had made the statement that he, quote-unquote, went and shot, you know, an NGR, and it's all over the news, and he was soon arrested. And then I do remember that Dr. Cosby's wife, Camille, she took her son's death very, very hard, and quite understandably so. But they're saying is, but it's just very interesting is that what I'm looking at here is that here's a man with his educational background, with his success and what have you. You see, I mean, the man is an icon not only off in Hollywood and not only off in movie making and what have you, but also too in educational circles and in intellectual circles as well, too. And I do remember this, that he used to do a lot of very, very positive things for the youth there in the early 1970s, unlike what our youth do not have today.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And then they're accusing this man here, you know, of these sex crimes and whatnot. And then to find out in today's earlier research, you know, that Gloria Allred was one of the attorneys that was working on a case. And as we all know, out of the Los Angeles area, Miss Gloria Allred is always known for taking up cases dealing with women issues, sexual harassment issues, and things of that nature there, too. Our rating tonight is PG due to the subject matter of what we're speaking about. So, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, definitely do give us a call here. It's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we'll be happy to have you on the air and press 1 to speak live on the air. And then also, too, due to the nature of the material we're talking tonight, this episode is for mature audiences and listeners 18 and over. And it is interesting that the legacy of this public figure is being tainted by mainstream media. Now, from what I've been seeing is they're saying that this man has been using narcotics, putting these women under the influence of some type of medication and or narcotics substance or what have you. Then he has allegedly had taken advantage of them, you know, which they're saying is that Mr. Cosby or Dr. Cosby had committed these rapes. So we're asking for those, you know, to call in and shed some light on that. Me personally, you know, I think it's a smear campaign against him is because I've been noticing lately in the last 10, 15 years is that they're doing a lot to smear the image of the positive black male role models, you know, and we're seeing it whether it's in sports and entertainment now, it's going off into the educational thing. So definitely, you know, we got a spiritual warfare going on, an intellectual warfare going on as well, too. And then, of course, we do know what's happening here in California with the Stephon Clark case up there in Sacramento, the city and county of Sacramento in regard to that. Okay, so me personally, as I said before, is that with Dr. Cosby having a positive image that he did over the years, you know, in Hollywood, which is his career has expanded, you know, going on 50 years now, where he was predominantly, like I said, in the 1960s doing stand-up comedy in Las Vegas, made a series of albums, and he had always set a positive image and emphasized an education, you know, for the youth and the black youth and the inner city youth in particular. And I remember a lot of the commercials and advertisements that he did for some of these premium food companies where he'd have a lot of children, you know, in his commercials. And then, of course, you know, getting his degree in education and with this man being a scholar, I mean, I just can't see it. It makes a no sense to me. So anybody got any light to shed on that?
Well, my thing is, like, they finally destroyed this man's legacy, man. Like,
yeah.
Really crazy how they trying to destroy the public image of the Walmart black man. They said,
absolutely.
But you know that... Bill Cosby is powerful, man. He got all this money, man. And they...
Yes, sir, he does.
They can't do nothing about it. And do nothing about
right.
it.
Right,
so,
okay.
And my thing
okay,
is...
Okay, yeah, so you got to... Yeah, go ahead, Isaiah.
Yeah, my thing is, you know that... and remember he was trying to buy NMG, C, or whatever? He was trying to buy that. And,
okay.
You know... Try and buy that. So that's like really what happened to his son. Like probably somebody like and what happened to him, brother?
Right.
Son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because his son was murdered. You know, while he was changing a flat tire in the middle of the night at about 2 a.m. in the morning on a 405 freeway there in the city of Los Angeles in a section called West L.A. And it does take you up there into where the mansions are because I grew up in Los Angeles and I know that area. And then quite naturally, of course, you know, this did something to him now. No, his son was shot and killed on the freeway while he was changing the flat tire. Yeah, yes.
Do we have any story on that?
Oh, yeah, he was shot and killed. They arrested a guy, you know, and they arrested him, and he was sentenced and put in prison for life. And he was Eastern European, about 19 years old, and I forgot his name, and, you know, and he was convicted. And from what I understand, the way how he got arrested for the crime of murdering Enos Cosby is that he went around, you know, his circle talking about that he shot an NGR, and it's all over the news.
Oh,
so
haphazardly.
Right. And then I do remember that Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife and his son's mother, she took it extremely hard, very hard
I'm
as
sure.
any mother would or any parent would, you see. So therefore,
absolutely.
With already with his family going through this, then to say that all of a sudden 30, 40 years later, you know, and the man's senior years, then you calling him, you know, this rapist, you know, using chemicals, illegal substances and whatnot, you know, putting these women under the influence, you know, taking away supposedly their reasoning to make a sound, reasonable decision. And allegedly this is supposed to have gone on in 30 and 40 years ago. So anybody,
well, you know what? Can I just say this right quick? Can I say this right quick? They do that all the time. They
right.
slip you Mickeys and slip you drugs all the time.
Right.
People do, just people.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right. Right. You say,
for whatever
and the city
purpose.
Of San Francisco during the gold rush was known for that shit. That's why they called it the Barbary
what?
Coast. But however, that's the subject of a future topic. But however, though, we see we got a caller here from area code 251. The last four is 4483. Greeting and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. We appreciate you calling in. You have any comments this evening for us at this time?
How you doing, Shabaka? This is Ashita Veda. Chosen
oh,
daughter
doing,
of the matriarch. I
doing?
Am well.
Yes,
just listening in.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
No problem. I've been looking for your show to come on here.
Yes,
so good to see you pop on this evening.
Absolutely. Okay.
No, right.
Your mic is unmuted, ma'am, and feel free to comment, you know, at any time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, be advised is that I had been on a suspension through Facebook, so I'm going to be spending a lot more time on the Black Social website of melanated people .net. And then also too, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to give a shout there, you know, to the Pacific Northwest, the RBGs up there, to Black I Stand Radio, to Jay Dizzle and the crew up there, also to the sister Ashe up there, and the Oregon Portland, Oregon area as well too. And all means, you know, a shout out to all our supporters and listeners as well. And tonight we're talking about Bill Cosby, educated director, actor, and convicted sex offender. And I think, and I would like to get the women's feedback on this, ladies, and I'm going to turn it on to you. Just give us from your perspective, a man of Dr. Cosby's background, his prominence in the Black community, his contribution to our history, his contribution to our struggle, and for him to be accused, convicted of this, persecuted for this, ridiculed by this, what do you ladies have to say on that?
Well, like I said earlier, I would hear from time to time things about Bill Cosby related to sexual assault on women. So I don't know what to say about it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, it's incredible. You know what I mean? It really is.
But can I
I'll
step in and say something? This type of thing in Hollywood goes on all the time. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome into our conversation the one and only Mad Dr. D, our co-host and producer. Mad Dr. D, are you there, sir?
Yeah, this is the Mad Doctor. How you guys doing?
Nothing. What's up?
Mad Dr. D.
It's good to hear
yes,
you.
Sir.
I know how you guys, I hope you guys are doing good because I know Cosby's not.
Exactly.
I'm going to jump right into it. And let me tell you something.
Please.
People, listeners.
Yes, sir.
First of
yep.
all, I don't feel sorry for no fool. You know, that man
okay.
lived.
Specified.
Right.
I tell you, I'm jumping right into it. And because
yeah.
to me, it's a damn shame that this man, he's a professor, he's this and that, you know what I mean? He's all the above. He has things that we will never experience, nor the money that he will have. You know,
uh-huh.
He's very influential in a Black community, and all he does is try to teach you how to be white. So now,
okay.
now when you turn around here, and then the things that he's convicted from, too, rather,
right,
is mm-hmm. people they make the shit up, they make it up, it happens. You know,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is, that's what you get when you play on fire. You get goddamn burnt. You know,
right.
and when you do shit, when you do things like that, I mean, when you do like that, sooner or later, shit like that will come back to haunt you. Now,
right.
what I don't like about the situation is the man is 80 years old. How in the hell you will give that man 30 years?
Hello?
Right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. So I think this is a case of, Jerry, I think it's a case of overkill. You know, because all you people out here, you black people out here, and you got these, you get these chances that we don't have. They say basketball players, football players, you know, all of your actors, and you're multi-million people, and you turn around here and do something stupid, you know, like
yeah,
OJ.
That's what I'm saying,
you
man,
got
that's
away.
Yeah, exactly.
You got away with OG. You get away with murder. You got literally got away with murder. What he do? Go out the baggies and chase a motherfucking piece of leather. I want my football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You literally got away with murder, and you turn around, and then anybody gonna feel sorry for you. I don't. You know, and I don't like the fact that we fight all these years to be somebody, and then you turn around and give us a black eye. You know, and so he's going to sit there and he's going to appeal back and forth and back and forth and forth and whatever, you know, and they're going to rape him all just like what he did was rape. Don't make no mistake
about
it.
Right, that's what he's convicted of. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
This is what the women are saying. But let me tell you something about them permissive little gold-digging women, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's
you know what?
That
they
I
can
want to bring
her
up as well, too. And also, feel free, ladies, to comment on this. Yeah, and I definitely would love to get the input from the ladies on this one right here, because it seems to me, okay, a guy like Bill Cosby, although with him being a married man, is that he would have women coming to him with this anyway. And then, of course, Mad Dr. D, you and I know Southern California very, very well, okay? And for the stuff that he's convicted of is he could have went down there on Ventura Boulevard and found anybody to do that with. But why would he feel that he would to do this here to these women, use narcotics to do it, violate them, and then from what I understand, and please shed light on this, anyone, and he's making these deals with them, you know, for business deals, you know, for speaking engagements and what have
you. You know, I got a comment in the background, and he meant absolutely right. He says, how in the hell, he said the reason why he had to rape them women or to drug them was that he won them. You know what I mean? Now, and you got all that money you have, why don't you go to Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's legal, and buy you some? You know? It's legal, man.
Okay, hold on, man.
$50. Okay, hold on, man. What the song says? The song says the wrong thing. I'll give you $50 to make you holler. All right? Here's your $50. Scream on, baby, scream on. And get the hell out of my face. And get, you know, and that's the man, Dr. D, and that's the way I'm going to put it to you. Well, that's the way it is. Now,
Now, Mad Dr. D, I wouldn't put it in those terms, but however, those are essentially the facts. Also, too, I've unmuted everybody's mic from 302-1337, also, too, from Brother Isaiah, he got back in, and also, too, from 407-1265. So everybody's mic is unmuted, and feel free to comment, and please introduce yourself. Yes, Mad Dr. D, yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay, caller, we got you here from area code 302. Last 4-1337. What's your comment and where are you calling from?
Oh, yes, much love, much respect. This is Mandela Crown here in Trumpton, Delaware.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, how you doing, my brother?
Oh, we going forward in love and war. Looks like more war than love, but that's the way it's got to be until we all are free. So, what the hell? Let's do this.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let me just
okay,
this.
And this is Nas once again, right?
No, Mandela Khan.
Oh, Mr. Mandela Khan, how you doing, brother? Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir. Okay, yeah. Come on with it. Yeah, please continue.
I mean,
let me go back to the...
What's that? Ain't no one even in my room. I ain't used to going home and having no one in my room.
I don't know who that was.
Yes, sir.
that they got the floor. I'm not sure what was that. But anyway, as I live, I have to go back to my childhood days. And this guy, Dr. Huxtable and so many others, was promoting Jell-O pudding. And I know that this guy, in his practice, loved vanilla pudding. And since he loved this vanilla pudding, he left all the good chocolate black pudding for a nigga like me, right? So I'm glad, Bill Cosby, you did your thing. But here's why I got a problem with it. Adultery,
yes,
we all try to steer away from. But this is a recalcitrant multiple offender. And, you know, like Hillary Clinton, she stuck by her man, but it looks like Cosby's wife stuck by him, I imagine so, with all the millions of dollars he had. But the fact is that this guy would come through our community talking dirty to my people. I mean, talking nasty.
Really?
And telling us that why y'all naming your babies Jaquita and Jaconda and such and such and such and such, telling you, you'll never get a job in corporate America. Wearing these kind of clothes and this and that. Don't you know that you'll never be able to work in corporate America? And then why are you listening to this kind of music and this and that and such and such? The last time I said, this Muslim Christian music, Hebrew Israelite music, and Moorish music that's causing all these goddamn wars all over the country. There ain't no rap music, right? So if you look at it as rap music is causing all the violence and shit, then what the hell do you think the Muslims, the Christians, the Hebrews, and the Moors is doing as they rape and pillage and plunder all across the goddamn planet, right? So, the bottom this is a weapon of mass distraction. Now, from O.J. Simpson to R. Kelly to Kanye West to Bill Cosby, on the ground, we can't walk in Starbucks without getting beat down. We can't go in the mall. Our children can't go to the park or to the swimming pools. We can't go to Waffle House without getting executed. Women in Mobile, Alabama, strip naked right before our eyes, and we sitting on our goddamn ass talking about some idol worship. Fuck them idols, man. They don't give us nothing. Mm-hmm. All we do is follow the NBA championship, and I don't care if it's Stephon James or LeBron Curry, and I deliberately scrambled their names up. Because we out of our damn mind. So I rest the case right there.
Exactly. Well, brother, I agree with you totally. And then keep in mind, Mr. Kine, you know, 50 miles up from here, what happened when Mr. Stephon Clark murdered at grandma's house in the damn state capitol. See what I mean? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to mention on our next podcast coming up on Sunday, and keep a note for me on this here, too, man, Dr. D, is that Sunday we're going to be talking about this social media regulation that they're going to be going on here in California, too, but that's for Sunday. But anyway, getting back here, is that as Mr. Mandela Khan was saying, is all this distractionary shit. Now, keep in mind is that Bill Cosby was a black man that had a major influence in the black community with his educational background and then a lot of trailblazing that he did as a comedian, as an educator. And then from what I understand, he even went and picked up either a master's degree or a PhD, I believe, in music, I think. And you used to see him quite prominently, as you know, Mr. Khan, on the Ebony magazine, on the Jet magazine. See, we don't even have those publications anymore. We don't have positive role models. You see, you know, we got very, very few of our scholars now. You see, it's because this current day and age that I've witnessed in the last 40 years is that the mindset of our people have been so distracted. You see what I mean? And pre-programmed, you know, with all this, just like what the Queen Mother says here on introduction music, she loves the future. We all know who that is. That's Tupac's auntie. You know, don't come at us with this prepackaged bullshit, you see. And this is the damn problem with the educational system, you see. So this is why really it is a damn shame if you look at it as far as a human resource of educational or a scholar resource. Mm-hmm. This is a damn shame, you know, they're going to sling mud on one of us. But however, you know, everybody has their personal lives and whatnot. And as you and I know, man, Dr. D, just how bizarre and how fucked up that the city of Los Angeles can be. Hollywood as well, too. Everybody out there landing out there at LAX think they got a nice, great, big dream. Yeah, they got something fair for you. You better listen to a record called Poor Charlotte by the Miracles back in 1975. No, I'm just telling you, you know, the real on it. And it's just a damn shame that this man, you know, who did have a positive image, you know what I mean? And then as the brother was saying, is that I do recall Cosby did crumb bum, you know, the way we look, the way we dress. So it just goes to show just how screwed up and then how much our value system and our institutions within the community have deteriorated, you see? And then you're going to come up here and have this business going on, you know, smearing this man's image if he did this. You see, because I can't see it. I can't see it. You feel me, mad Dr. D? I mean, because if he had wanted something like these women, all he had, like I said, is drive down Ventura Boulevard. I mean, that's where all the bed wenches go to audition, you know, for those certain kind of movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was the women that wanted him. The women wanted him that way.
Well, sister, this is the purpose of why we're having this show tonight. I'm thinking that the woman that wanted him, or that he was probably running some type of project in which they were trying to boss up in, and they probably figured, well, let me go up here and see if Bill is a trick. He probably rejected him. Then they says, well, okay, Bill, well, you know, you want to reject us, that we're going to get you another way. So once again, you know, just like the brother on the plantation, well, Negro, if you don't come up here and smash this here, I'm going to tell the master that you raped me. So you really got it twice. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So it could be on that. Then when you have one of the most notorious feminist lawyers by the name of A1 Miss Gloria Allred on your case, she has brought down city council members. She's brought down corporate executives. She has brought down presidential candidates. Now she just brought down Bill Cosby. Yes, see, and as we all know, and you can attest to this here too, Mad Dr. D, and down there in Southern California, that they're known for their sensationalism and their bullshit when it comes to these cases and civil cases. Classic case, the O.J. Simpson case. But, however, that's none of my business. Okay, Mad Dr. D, what you got going on? Mad Dr. D. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, yeah, we're moving it right on. Okay, so as you was commenting there, Brother Mandela Kind, please continue, sir.
If I look at where we are right now.
Yes, sir.
And we look at the legislature, which unleashes the Blue Cross Klan on my people from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, and we got all these so-called civil rights, black power groups, and everything.
Right.
We're in a reactionary form, and no matter if they shoot two little black babies tomorrow, all we'll get is a protest, or maybe the Huey Newton Gun Club or the New Black Panthers after the fact, reactionary, coming out with their guns up in the air. We fired up, we made as hell, we ain't taking no more. Now, for me, that's a very, very serious problem. If we don't have a political offensive machine to throw, not only is it going to be one eye for an eye, but it's going to be two eyes for every eye, and we're going to force you back to the legislature to give us our reparations and 40 acres and a mule, or else it's on. Y'all declared war on us and our people, and now you're trying to extend this shit to Russia and China. Do y'all know what will happen if Russia and China team up against America? Everybody's done. So So while we want to talk about idol worship, like we like Obama or Donald Trump, but that's idol worship. All this here on the ground got a social scramble where we got the blacks versus the whites, you know, the old versus the young, when it's 80% of us are working for poor peasants, and all we got to do is look past the television and the so-called FCC, because the FCC and the FBI, they all work together to stage, activate, and orchestrate so that the minds of the people will be distracted on something while they got a diabolical plan of genocide and total war on all of our people. So I'm serious, man. I'm incensed about all this discussion all across the globe. I see it on social media. I see it all over. Everybody's got an opinion. But yet, none of these million-dollar hitters from Cosby to Oprah is putting any
black people
on the ground we can build from the ground up. And they got all this money.
Exactly.
They got all these
Come on.
They got all these resources and all these million-dollar hitters
in
the NBA.
That's right.
NFL. We busy talking about my team won. Hell no, your team didn't win till we get freedom, justice, and total independence. That's where I'm getting at.
Absolutely. And then also, too, brother, just to prove that point even better is once again, it's the damn values and belief systems that they instill in our youth through these damn public indoctrinated centers. You see what I'm saying? It's because when you look at other groups of people that I've seen out here on the West Coast is that they have a sense of oneness, number one, and they have a sense of cohesiveness, and they have a sense of retaining their culture. And now you got people here like from India, man, Pakistan, Asia, of course, you see. And what they do, man, is that when they work off an educational system here, they upgrade for themselves, man, and they're not going out here to help the next group or the next person. They're up there helping themselves. And I see pretty much every other group out here doing it in one form or degree to another except us. The main thing I see what us is doing out here on the West Coast, man, is doing the exact damn opposite. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Yep.
No, seriously. You know, just like when I was over there, man, in San Francisco there recently, man, they was building so many damn skyscrapers there from this social media money. Every time you use these damn cell phones, every time the same thing you plug in with your laptop over the shit that we're going over here with this blog talk, I look at it every fucking day, man, coming through Frisco Bay, just like Otis Ray. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the damn ships roll in and watching them roll away again with our damn raw material there, the silicon and the bauxite that they use that they refine and make it into the crude materials there in China and Hong Kong or what have you. Then they load up them damn container cargo ships, ship that shit across the ocean. And ladies and gentlemen, I see it come right up there under the Golden Gate Bridge. And that there is a multi-damn trillion-dollar organization. And you go less than 3 miles away from the headquarters of Ask.com in Pandora over there in Oakland, and you got rows of people living over there in tents. You go over there to Twitter headquarters over there in San Francisco, California, down there off of 10th and Market Street, and go less than one block away over there in the old United Nations Plaza, and you got heroin junkies, crackheads, you know, it's whatever, living in the fucking street. But however, we all know that San Francisco has a damn bizarre history anyway, and I will be doing a future show on that, you see. But the point is that what we have to do, people, is that we have to come together on ourselves, and also to Sister Akshita, and also to you, Brother Mandela Khan. I saw Sister Akshita do a video where she was talking about in the international court under this document that I hear that your platform mentioning, and would you all be so kind to, you know, elaborate a few minutes on that and educate us here a little bit on it?
This is Class Action 567, which we are currently in the exigency of Class Action 567. And Class Action 567, being an exigency of such, is saying that we are in an urgent demand for freedom, justice, and total independence. The case has already gone up through the world court and has already won the victory for the people. It's just exactly what you said is what we need to happen right now, is for all people to come together. And so this is looking outside of our differences and stop looking at ourselves as being in a race, but in a class, as a people, in the status of free, indigenous, sovereign people. And so it's about joining two nations, the Moorish Empire and the Ethiopian Empire, which is the free indigenous sovereign people on these lands. And so these two nations joining is the people, is the installment of the people's government under Class Action 567.
So, let me just add this. When you look
on
at
the matriarch.
Yes. This definitely what it is is that this is mental and physical magic. And when we formed the Pan-African Intelligence Network, we went all through the land looking at everything that would bring about the freedom, justice, and total independence. Some people say it has to be a bloodshed with revolution, a shootout with the police, a shootout with the city. This is what they're promoting. They're promoting a race war. They're promoting a civil war. Because they got some of the most technological advanced weaponry that if they put one drop of this stuff on me, everybody I touch is killed around them if I touch them. So what I'm saying is that it's not to go get your AR-15 and run out here in the streets and revolutionary suicide. We have this thing called the Committee of One on behalf of the Committee of the Whole. That means that I'm one person, you're one person. And there's 80% of the people are workers and poor peasants. 18% are so-called middle class, and then there's 2% of the ruling class. But when we stuck between black versus white, we could never get to wrong versus right. And then wrong versus
right. Okay, can I interject something here, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I ask something here? You know, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong. You know, educate me here. Okay, over the course of my lifetime, you know, during the course of my education, you know, being on this planet and whatnot, when I hear this classism and what have you, and I do recall that the Black Panther Party had embraced a Marxist doctrine and something called dialectical materialism, and I do believe it was often one of their 10 points as far as the cooperative economics was concerned and spreading the wealth amongst the people. But I just got a quick question on that. Is
right.
that centered in Marxism, number one? Also, two, number two, was not Marx himself and his doctrine, you know, strictly Eurocentric, from what I understand? And please correct me if I'm wrong.
All right. As you laid it out, that's based on the orientation from white Marxists. So, for instance, if I say communism, the African
mm-hmm.
communal system is what it's came from. If I say socialism,
okay.
the African social system, then if I say democracy, it's the African democratic system. In other words,
mm-hmm.
no matter what name that Europeans stole, just like they stole America, right? They put the United States
yeah.
of America on it, but that's not what it's called. What was it called? Turtle
mm-hmm.
Island or Aztec. Or it was called Ethiopia before it was called that. But the fact of the matter is this, is that if you look at the warmongers, and when we say class, we're talking about $5 Negroes hang with $5 Negroes. $50 Negroes hang with $50 Negroes. $1 million ballers hang with $1 million ballers. And people standing under the bridge, standing under the bridge. That's the class. You got
right.
workers and poor peasants, which 80% of us are. Even if we got a job, we're in
right.
In hock. We're in, you know, we're under the gun. We don't have no money. We ain't got no credit. So what we're
right.
talking about, the majority of people suffering from oppression coming together, not dealing with racism, but dealing with your bias and prejudice against each other. And we talk about black, brown, red, yellow, white under the red, black, and green and the matriarch. This is exclusive, but yet all inclusive. And we're going to separate whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, white, or you're gay, straight. Like, there won't be no separation until we topple these tyrants. These tyrants has to be overturned, not overthrown. See, a lot of people want to go out and overthrow them with a violent. And this is illegal, and you're going to get the most vicious fight back to where most of our people are going to be in FEMA camps if we attempt to do something like, you know, maybe we've got the new Black Panthers, the Union Newton Gun Club, well, we're going to get mad. Now we're going to go out and just shoot at some police and have shootouts. They promoted this. What they were promoting in the mass shootings is staged, activated, orchestrated, and presented. I'm serious. With a couple black so-called killed cops and all that, that's all them.
Right.
They're doing this to promote
mm-hmm.
the race war or the Civil War, because they know that Class Action 567 that already defeated this nation, and that is something that is a secret. So now we got the documentation. We're going to have to put it up and let everyone know that everyone must organize in place. So we're not going to Washington to march with 10,000 black men. Y'all did that. We did a million man march. They went back, said Jesse
right.
else. After they said Jesse else, goddamn it, we getting slaughtered all across this country. Right? So we got
mm-hmm.
Sorcerer out front, Al Sharpton, Kwasi Nkrumah, even Fairchild. They are working for the system because they don't support revolution. And that's the deal. You know? So that's a little bit. I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want everybody to know this is
no,
real.
No. Brother, let me explain something to you, man. See, this is what this platform is about, brother, okay? It's not so much that we agree or disagree. It's about exchanging the knowledges because, as you know, this is why the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead was created. And what you're doing, brothers, that you are definitely dropping knowledge, which I appreciate and respect, you know, because, you know, you got me researching, and this is why, you know, I'd ask you, you know, to elaborate on that. But currently, that I, the way that I see it, please correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, I'm not the brilliantest person there is or the sharpest tool in the tag, I'm sure. But the total erosion that I've seen of the black male figure in his household in regards to raising his children, dealing with his relationships with his women, and then, of course, the side effects, you know, that is coming along from that. And just from what I'm seeing out here in Pastortown, my brother and I out here on the West Coast, you know, it affects our people extremely hard. I mean, you know, those of us, you know, within a melanated community. Now, keep in mind that we make up less than 20% of the population in the state of California. And my question is how in the hell are we making up more than 50% of the inmate population?
I would like the sister to elaborate on the matriarch, but let me answer the question that you asked.
Yes,
and put it the way you put it. You say, as far as figures don't lie and lies don't figure, it's a mathematical equation. The sister is worth it.
Okay.
Let us not come to the microphone or the podium and telephone and say, well, this ain't working, this is not working. Yes, it is. When white power established this country with the 13 colonies, and then the North went to a war against, you know, the whole country with us supporting them, went to war against England to break away from their brother. The country was working because they was fighting to keep the spoils that those liars and robbers and killers that England kicked out, they sent them over here. And when they got here, they came to a land of milk and honey. And when they came and said, look at all this stuff, and all of us, we let them in, we said, hey, y'all come on in. What's wrong? We tired, they said. They said, okay. So we bought them a spread and all this good food and stuff, right? And then they said, oh, my, can we just wait here for a little bit? You know, we're going to get a little rest. And we said, yeah. All right? Then they said, look, we got to send some people back and tell them, boy, this shit is, hey, look, these niggas ain't even got no guns. What we're going to do, we're going to coerce, we're going to bribe and extort the indigenous people. We're going to use the leaders against their own people. And what they did, the system is working from the genesis as it is in this revolutionary revolution. It was their job to lock us up. It's their job to kill us. It's their job to try to starve us. It's their job to try to oppress and attack us because they know that we don't manufacture and distribute no weapons of mass destruction. Of course, we'll get on the aircraft carrier. We'll get on the submarine. We'll get on the F-16. But when it comes to you and me manufacturing and distributing these things so we can drive these illegal alien European invaders out of this country, we won't do that, but we'll say, look, Uncle Sam, I'm ready. But then you got to look at the legislature that they got us attacking people of color all over the planet. So this is an international black-on-black genocide. And I say black-on-black because we're going with them. Our submission gives this thing permission alone. But I really, you asked about the men, why all the men are not doing this and the men not doing that. I let the system come in and realize that numbers, figures don't lie, lies don't figure. On the planet Earth, the majority of people are women, period. And with number two, it's the children and the old folks. Now, can you imagine the vision if the men stood with the women for justice? The real illegal, the real minority is black men and white men. On the planet Earth, the minority is really black men and white men. If you look at it again, women are the number one
majority. Okay, but let me interject this here, if I may. Okay, you know, let me interject this here. But however, looking at it here, our people's history here in this hemisphere, you know, and in the diaspora, the white male or the European, you know, is our damn oppressor. I mean, because let's look at of how they totally demasculated us in the presence of our women. Say. And this here was doing in the building times of America. And then any time they sit up here and talk about these damn raping, slave trading pedophiles as being great men, you see what I'm saying? That kind of like there, you know, excuse the expression, fucks me up. Please elaborate. Please enlighten me.
Okay, now we go to that. All right, the great Mandingo, the big strong warrior, he was laid down in front of the children and the women just to take away our aggressive nature only, right? And then at the same time, again, we never manufactured, produced weapons of mass destruction. Now, I'm telling you, Now watch this thing called the Big Bang. Watch how they made a movie or made some science fiction stuff talking about the Big Bang Theory. The real Big Bang Theory was when the Africans, the Moors, went up in Spain and Europe and taught them how to stand upright, bathe them, and then they fucked them, right?
Hello.
There was the Chinese who was using explosions for celebrations. So then the white man said, well, wait a minute.
You could use it for weapons of destruction.
I can make some fire-breathing calibrate that blue smoke. Now, watch these Westerns. Now, listen to this. Remember the Indians, the people who let them in, the indigenous people, they used to say, wait a minute. The treaty is no good. White man speaking with forked tongue.
Right.
He's a white eye. Me don't make them waffle with the white eyes. Right? Now, they realized that they fucked up, but it was too late because we still, to this day, don't manufacture, distribute no weapons. All we do is go buy some Smith & Wesson, some Browning, some Luger, and Remington. Ain't no goddamn weapon named Mandelikind on it. If it did, their asses wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I see your reasoning on that because you're talking about that subliminal suggestion powers because there are power in words. You see what I mean? Like, here you take a ruler of 24 million people, and his crown, they call it a headdress. You take a ruler of 2 million people, and his headdress, they call a crown. Then you try to sit up here and try to say that a guy like King Leopold of Belgium, who executed and murdered and committed the genocide of 13 million Africans in the Congo, of where the Chinese have took over there today, exploiting the goddamn silicon and the cobalt up out of there, making a fortune now. Yes, sir. So I see your reasoning on there, sir, where they called him a great king, but here it goes, the one of 24 million, you just call him a ruler, you see, or a chief. You see what
I mean? Let me ask you a
question. The value in the words of, yes, sir.
Do you know anything about yellow cake?
Enlighten me, brother.
Okay. We know about nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons, and you know that in the IEAE, the International Atomic Agency, they ain't got no business with no nuclear weapons. But guess where all the yellow cake come from? The yellow cake that makes this uranium and plutonium and all this stuff, all these new psychotronic weapons, all of the chemical composites come from the continent of Africa, the yellow cake.
You're right about that. It's because, you see, that there was a major factor going on. Now, for those of you who were born in the 70s, here's something for you. In the 1960s, and you and I sound like we're in the same age group, Mandelikind, you did have a lot of the great nations in Africa getting independence, from European domination and what have you. And there was quite a great deal of uranium coming up out of the continent, yeah, because the Germans was getting it. The Soviets went up there and got it, or the Russians, or what the fuck ever do, what they're calling themselves these days, and what have you. In addition to the minerals, along with the cobalt and what have you. And then would they come in there, like what the Belgians did, just like the same thing, you know, what they did here with the indigenous peoples here of the Americas, they come in with prepackaged bullshit. You see, just like how some of the scholars have stated that in the beginning, the European had the Bible and we had the land. He told us to bow and pray and close our eyes. When we rose our heads and opened our eyes, he had the land and we had the Bible. Now, what's wrong with that? Now, even in this warped part of the galaxy, 2 + 2 still must equals 4 and not 5. And this is why on my platforms, on my posts, or on my videos and what have you, I've always had emphasized the homeschooling, and let's hurry up and get our children educated about their true histories, because I'm hearing all these great debates about these different sciences and groups and what have you, and I'm not mentioning any because I see a lot of them going back and forth. But what we have to do is sit up here and come to some type of common unity for our self-preservation, is because we as a people, ladies and gentlemen, on this planet, we are in a state of emergency.
Oh, man, you said the magic words. And I would like our sister to get in with her. So I'll go talk. But right quick, let me just mention a guy named Shaka Zulu. That's who they call me in the past, the spirit of Shaka Zulu. I'm here to overturn Shaka's paramountcy. You understand? I'm here to overturn his tyranny. Now, I want y'all to look at this clearly. The military uses Shaka's and Hannibal's methods to defeat us. I'm telling you.
Right.
They use Shaka's and Hannibal's methods. Remember Hannibal went over the mountain and
defeated the Italians over the Alps. Yeah, and he smashed the Roman Empire.
Right. Now, Shaka, and remember, Ethiopia was never conquered. Ethiopia was never.
Right. Everybody from 11 AD that went to Ethiopia, man, fucking with Menelik and all them, they got smooth smashed. Ethiopia is not even conquered in 1100 AD. So-and-so that went there fucking with them Ethiopians, man, from 1100 A.D. got smashed. Bam.
Even the Ethiopian,
that's what Menelik was all about.
Mussolini, they had to use Ugandan shock troops just to get in so they could get the corporations in. But here's what I want to say about Shaka. They know that Shaka was a great warrior king, but Shaka went against every woman in his life, from his grandmother, his mother, to... his aunt, Imkobai, who had her brothers execute his ass, and they should have. And then there was Papai, the woman who gave him his one and only child, who he did not have executed. He had his one son sent to Zimbabwe. And then there was the great Isingoma, Sataya. And here's what happened. When they came in with the guns, we didn't have no guns. And when we had war, we wasn't killing each other. We was going at each other, ridiculing each other. You was helping each other. You're not going to get on a television, we talk shit against each other. Whoever talked the most shit, whoever got the most claps, they won the battle. So what happened was this. When the white people chose Shaka the gun, and then the Isingoma said, look, Baba, don't fuck with these people. They got magic and illusion. They have no power. We are the power. The Zulu heavens is the power. Shaka said, no, mother. I must have their powers at my service. He said, Puma. He said, Puma to the gold money. Right? The Puma meant, get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna get what they got. And what happened?
Right.
They gave him a gun with no bullet in it, and he was getting ready to kill his own goddamn prime minister. When his prime minister went in there and told him, look, man, why you getting these jackals so much motherfucking power? He said, I want to be like King Georgie and Jesus.
Right. The Kool-Aid. Dang. He sipped the Kool-Aid. Yeah. He sipped the Kool-Aid.
So he disregarded the whole matriarch of his clan. He disregarded the whole matriarch of his clan, and this is why we're in the trouble we're in today. So maybe our city leader would like to elaborate on that.
Yeah, please do.
The matriarch, the mothers, the grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers, it is time for all moms to rise and take their place. You know, we've been in the oppression of the patriarch and the Masonic order, which has put women under the feet of men. And so when we hear the matriarch, you know, I'm getting around the boards, you know, people assume that that means women now are above men and got our feet on men's neck. But no, this is just the uplifting of women and women rising into their appropriate positions to reclaim, recall, and reacquire Mother Earth's articles and assets. And just as we were just discussing about the yellow cake, these are articles and assets that come from Mother Earth. These are resources that come from Mother Earth. So the reason why we're in the predicament that we're in as a people and unable to thrive is because we don't have access to these resources. And so
let me interrupt here for our co-host, Matt Dr. D. You there, sir?
I've been trying to get in there, man, for like about 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Yeah, apologize for that, man, Dr. D. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not upset with that at all. Although, now I'm listening to us and what we're saying. I'm listening to us. Now, we've been on this show for over a year, better part of a year. Now, and we're here, and I appreciate everybody's comment. And everybody, bear with me before everybody interrupts me. And I'm getting all this knowledge from all over the world, and I'm listening to the same thing. But what I'm hearing is everybody they talk about your now. As far as demolition, I'm a demolition specialist. That's one of my first things. So I know about all that. I know about Chewbacca. I mean, I know about the black history. I understand this. Now, the whole thing is, and I'm listening to people who are very, you guys are very, very highly intelligent. You know what I mean? Your knowledge is very, very valuable. But the whole thing is for the whole year, what have we got with that knowledge? Now, we can sit there and teach each other things that we already know. What should we do? We know the black man was the first one from Africa. We know that they were the best warriors. We already know that. That's why the white man fears us. Because we are the ones. We're builders, we're scholars, we're brain soldiers. We are the ones. You know?
Right.
Don't make no mistake, we are. And that's where the fear factor comes in. And so what the white man does, he plays on us. So we went on a radio show, and we're talking, and we're talking about, yeah, about black history, you know what I mean? That's all fine, but we're not doing nothing with it. You understand?
Okay,
me?
Well, see,
now,
that's why I've always said,
on,
Matt, Dr. D.
No, hold on.
Go
hold
ahead.
On,
go
hold
ahead.
On, please, let me help me out. You know what I mean? Because we're
ahead.
Sharing this. We're doing something with it. I take that back. Because now we're getting our voices out here. But the whole thing is now we have to initiate the knowledge that we have been, that we understand. See, and we talk about our homeschooling and this and that, you know, but the white man is the one who has a goal, has to make the rules. And you, and now one thing, I'm a military man. Alright, make no mistake about it. So, and I'm going to tell you something. Number one, you got to know your enemy. I got to know what he knows to defeat him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know, you will be had. And now the show was actually back with what happened with Cosby. And what I'm very, and that's why I want to get back with that. I mean, because this show should go 2 or 3 hours because we know we're very, very intelligent. And I love the way you guys talk because you know what you're talking about. Now this hot Cosby thing, I told you, I don't feel sorry for no fool because that man lived a life that you will, we can only dream of. But yet that man do nothing for us. Nothing.
Exactly. All
right.
Of them
so you watch that, you watch that, you watch that, you watch that damn Cosby show. I hate that show. I always comment on it. You know what I mean? You sit up in here and try to perfect a doctor and everybody's living since so great. Everybody, I mean, your pajamas cost $1,000. You know what I mean? But then when, well, now that old, that dirty bastard go out there and drug some bunch of white women, dumbass. And then you turn around there and they came back to beat him in the ass, and I feel sorry for him. I'll fuck him. Seriously. Because if that man didn't get caught, hold on. If he hadn't got caught, would he still be helpless? What did he put in your mouth? What food did what dollar he ever gave you? You tell me.
All of these billionaires out here just leave the rest of their people behind.
Okay, Sister Dr. Sheedy, what do you got to say about that there on what Mad Dr. D said in regard to that too, Sister? And then as you were saying is, and Brother Mandela Khan was saying is, basically what I'm hearing is that we got a breakdown here of our traditional black family unit, number one. You know, I'm talking about as far as our nature being out of balance due to is what Dr. Marimba Ani has says in regard to the Maafa. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I see we got a caller here at the 510 area code, you know, with the last 42957. Thank you for joining us. Also, too, we're letting in a caller right here out of area code 805, last 47473. Good evening. Where are you calling from, and what's your name, and what you got, what's on your mind?
And welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience. And come on in.
Well, first off, I love to say I'm glad to be welcome into this talk show. Second off, you know, I'm calling from the Ventura County area, and, you know, you can just call me Manny. So
Manny.
I'd like to ask one thing before I start. I'm only going to say something for a quick minute here, and I just ask not to be interrupted. I'm just going to say what I got to say. Be really short.
Yes,
I'll be out your way.
Yes,
right. So about this whole Bill Cosby thing and him being, sentenced to prison for 30 years, All right, yeah, we all know. It sounds absurd, just downright ridiculous to send an 80-year-old man into a state prison or wherever the fuck he's going for 30 years. But first off, they going to kill his ass in prison. That's number one. Second off, he'll die in prison either way. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they're not going to do that to him. I mean, let's be real. They know he's old and withered and he can't do nothing to anybody. I mean, they're already talking about putting him on house arrest into his house for 30 years, you know, keep him inside so he can't do nothing anyways. But, like, you think about what you guys were talking about earlier about how he doesn't help, you know, black community and all that. I agree with that. I agree with that on, you know, personal level. But at the same time, if you think about it, if you were that same person who won all these billions of dollars, you wouldn't be thinking about anybody else at that point, just your own, your family, you know. Take care of the ones that you got. You know what I mean? Taking care of your ones that you love and all that. I mean, everyone else, yeah, fuck them. Because at that point, you made yourself there. You got yourself to that point. So now you're trying to take up what you got. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? We all trying to help our own families out, you know what I mean? Do what we got to do to make that. I mean, sure, we wish we could be up there. Honestly, if we got up there, we probably wouldn't be do the same thing he would do. I mean, not all that raping shit, but we wouldn't spend a dime on anybody else except for our own, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying whatever the fuck you did was right, because that's what's wrong as hell.
We have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. Okay?
Maybe we'll catch on. Where's that point where we have to start? Now, you said we got to start somewhere.
That's right. There you go.
The thing is, we've already started, but we have no direction.
Right.
There you go.
I'm the man, Dr. D. And I say things that, what I say is I'm seeing and I'm listening. And we all say the same point. We got to start somewhere. We started, but you're running around in circles because we have no direction. You know, I mean, our function is, and then this world has us so screwed up. Because when it's all said and done, you gotta worry about your bills. You got what you wanna eat. You gotta worry about this. You gotta worry about that. You know what I mean? And so we got so stressed out running around here. Now we want to do something, but as a whole, we can't because we're all going to scramble in so many different directions. My mother used to tell me, we cannot put the big fire out because you're too busy stomping up the little ones. You know? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, your house is on fire. You out there trying to push the fire out. Yes,
can I ask a question right quick? How come the other races can stick together and they can build together, but we can't?
Because they severed our family foundation. We have no concept of family today. When they took the men out of the home and put them to work outside of the home, that separated the husband and the wife, and then they took the children from the mother and took them into the institutional system of school. And not only that, then they said, now you have to pay all these bills. The husband, the man is not making that much money or they're in jail for something stupid or some reason being detained, kidnapped, and being withheld from their rights as a person.
Right.
And so now the woman has to go out here and get a job. She can't raise the children anymore. The children are raising themselves. The system is raising. They're programming our children through television.
Right.
And then we go to church every Sunday and we get indoctrinated even more with religion. So now the problem is we are too busy in our own indoctrinated thinking where we won't think outside the box because they said outside the box is the unknown and we are all in fear of the unknown. They took control of the unknown and started putting in all these different fear campaigns, which is why we out here thinking that we can't do this, we can't do that. I'm stuck here, I'm stuck there, and we're volunteering for our own oppression, which is putting us in a state of depression, and now it's time for us to resurrect ourselves when we heal from within. So we can sit up here and we can talk about all day long all this blah blah, this that and all that, whatever. That's back then. The direction is the matriarch. The direction is pain. Pain is bringing the pain to the people so people can come out of the pain. Pain is coming through,
ma'am,
by the matriarch, and the matriarch and pain are the secure parties of Class Action 567, which is for the people. The people need to come together,
okay,
and therefore we can stand and install the people's government, and we can crush, not crush, let's just overturn them. We just going to say, you know what, you can't operate on our land anymore, and that's final. Everything, constitutions, treaties, all that, null and void. Doesn't even matter. It doesn't even exist. It never did. So now it's time for us to get out of our illusions as we deprogram and reprogram into the reality and the fact that we are free people in our own sovereignty, and it's time for us to recognize the truth about that.
And
resurrecting
of the mental dead. Resurrection of the mental dead, and that's why the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead was created for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's because we are off balance. We are off balance on our spiritual cycle. We are off balance on our mental plane. We are off balance on our family plane. And this is why we're up here stepping over our own feet right here, as the sister was saying right there. Universal laws and principles.
How do we correct this?
We as a people, what we simply
have
to
do is
resurrect our mental
dead. The way out and the direction is to follow the careful instructions of the chairwoman of the Joint Chief of Staff of the Matriarch, which is I, Akshita Veda. I am the people's general.
Okay.
And so that is under the matriarch. As we install the people's government, we're telling you that we have the document that has already won the case for the people. We just need to stop following the patriarch and the Masonic order and come along and get with the real program, the right program, and that is the matriarch. Simple.
All right. Okay.
And you know what? And
gotcha.
I'm going to say, you know, well said. You know, well said. Because all we do is sit around here, don't talk about it, be about it.
It's not about being well said. All you have to do is say, I stand with the matriarch, and I'm going to get my network and my people and my audience to follow the, not to follow the stand with. Nobody is to fall low to anything anymore. The matriarch is about standing up and rising above everything that has been putting us down and keeping us down. So now we have to see ourselves above the clouds. I have a child to take care of, so I'm going to go. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, like I say, I still say well said, whether you like it or not, because what you said is exactly what we need to know, you know, and what we need to do. So, therefore, it's all good, it's well said, and I hope people take that to heart. Because like I say, I'm so sick and tired. And we, what we doing is we beating to a dead, like we beat a dead horse. You can beat that sucker all day long, and it won't get up.
So we'll see, but man, got to do, this is why you get
to
get
the network. What's the first step? What is the first step we have to do to build a black nation against the white nation? That's
when
where
get
I'm
a better horse. Then get in a better horse, because the horse we rode done died, right? So now we get a better horse. You know what I mean? And ride, because we need to get the there's no unity. There's no unity at all.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, see, that's just it, though, man, Dr. D. You see, this is why this platform was created. It was for the unity, you know, for the input of, you know, of this knowledge, to exchange information and ideas and to network. It's because what I'm seeing, man, is I look, like I said, every damn time that I go down there by Frisco Bay, I look at all them damn ships rolling in and there bringing our wealth, our damn minerals over here to market. You know, destroying industry.
How can we build off of that? They in control
of
everything. How can we build from what they're doing? First of all,
stop turning on each other. Use the knowledge that we have. I mean, they're back in a lot of powerful situations. I mean, powerful positions. You know,
excuse me, we can't build off of, we are not going to be able to build off of anything that has already been established, and that has already been proven as we are in this conversation at the current time right now. So the thing is that we have to change the whole language. We have to change everything. We have to rewrite our books. We have to begin to see ourselves as the creators that we truly are and stop looking for a handout and looking for someone to give us the way that we create our own way. And this is what we have to begin to see.
That's innovation. See, that's what everybody else does, ladies and gentlemen, except us. You see, but as I've stated many times, is that we're only 150 years out of physical bondage. Now, that there is very, very old for a person, but still very, very young for a nation. And as the sisters were saying, is that we got to get our children about these damn public indoctrination centers, that the only thing they're doing is to go up there and be off in these prison industrial complexes producing wealth for other groups of people except for their own.
That's right.
And then when you sit up here and look at this entertainment bullshit that you see that Dr. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister. Say that again, please.
No, I'm just saying that we're raising our children to be in the same indoctrination, you know, as we got going on right now if we leave them out there in the public schools.
If I may, just let me say something a minute, if I may. Just for 1 minute, please. Let's get out and say that we're not together, that we're not doing this. That's the glass is half empty. That's pessimism. From pain and mental magic of the major, the glass is half full, we're the total opposite. Let me show you something. If it was intended for us to have freedom, justice, and total independence, we'd have had it during Reconstruction, right? If it was intended for us to have it, after they changed the script then and sent out the Knight Riders, the Ku Klux Klan, and created police, right? It would have happened under Malcolm Garvey and Noble Drew Ali, right? If it was intended for us to get it after the Depression, when they set up House Bill 192, which created credit. There was no credit in this country, right? If it was intended for us to be there, it would have happened under Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and this thing called the Civil Rights or the Black Power. If it was intended, it was not time. Now, how can I point you to a place that where you can see that you damn right it's time to do this? My pain.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Definitely.
Mandela Khan Davis. MDELAKHAN Davis on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg ain't never put me in prison, and he knows that I'm here to topple the United States federal government. And I'm opposed to the red, white, and blue, and the Confederate flag. Equally as important, you have Oxfam Aveda, who is the chairwoman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, like Winnie Mandela. I passed the baton, my network passed the baton to a 12-year veteran of the military. That's Oxfam Aveda, right? 12-year veteran, the spook that sat beside the door. Go read Robert Greenleaf's book in Chicago, when, you know, the FBI brother that didn't like the way the FBI was doing what they were doing to the people in Chicago, he quit the FBI, him and some of his crew, and they went and trained the brothers to overturn the tyrannical government in Chicago. That's the spooky stuff that's out doing it. Now we got Oxfam Aveda.
Right.
Oxfam Aveda was 12 years the military on the ground. And she vowed after what they did to her and all the black women in the service that she's coming on the side of the people. So if you go to her page right now, Oxfam Aveda, A-K-S-H-I-T-A-V-E-D-A. It might be several of them, but this one's in Mobile, Alabama, where the only Africa town in this country is in Mobile, Alabama. So I'm saying all that to say this. We organizing people. A lot of people don't know, but you see in social media just a few days ago, names like the Third Eye, Afidi Hodier, Namaste, Hotep, and Ashe. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X wasn't saying that shit. Social media is waking up a whole bunch of people all over, from the Congo to the Bongo. You see oxes overturning crosses. You see all kinds of gear and everything being sold through social media. You won't see it on television and FCC. So things are happening. Mm-hmm. They're just not happening in the arena that you used to be in. That's all.
Well, see, brother, I'm going to tell you something. You're right about social media, because like I said, man, 50 miles from where I'm at, man, I go see them see yourself. And it's real, and it is awesome. And what we have got to do is we have got to start getting our fair share and our control of our resources, because why the hell every other group of people is controlling our shit and not us. See, something is very, very wrong here, and that there violates the laws of mathematics. And as we all know, that in reality, or certain laws of the universe must be followed in certain principles, or otherwise there's no reality, which is that 2 + 2 must equals 4 and not 5. Even in this warped part of the galaxy and the ma'afa that what we have been through physically, mentally, and spiritually. So we definitely appreciate here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, where we talk about it from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago and coming here and drop knowledge. And it's most definitely about resurrection of the mental dead, because you got a whole lot of these brain dead motherfuckers out here selling us down the tubes, and this show is for mature audiences tonight. And like I said, and those who got anything to say, please give us a call at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on air, and we'll be more than happy to have you on. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down here to our last 5 minutes of the show, and we thank you all for joining Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, coming to you here from San Joaquin County, California, here April 27th, 2018, and we're going to end our show tonight with a classic by the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery. And thank you so very, very much for joining us tonight.